In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. As Archdeacon, one of my duties is to visit the other Anglican churches in Switzerland. This evening I'm going to Basel and will have the privilege to give the Reverend Anne Lowen her new license as assistant chaplain to that congregation. And in the middle of May, Father Douglas covered for me here, and we went off to St. Edward's Lugano, our first time in Ticino, another lovely part of Switzerland, as we discovered. And we enjoyed meeting the people at church, but that night I turned over in bed and my back went. Hexenschuss. In fact, I think the witch must have shot at least three arrows into my back, because the way I was lying was agony, but trying to move was even worse. And it was obvious that I needed help. And to cut a long story short, I ended up at the Ospedale Civico di Lugano. Now, my Italian's all right when it comes to buying gelati. And I can just about read a newspaper, but I was definitely feeling out of my depth there in the hospital. But when the casualty doctor arrived, her first words were, "Do you speak French?" What a relief! We had a common language. I could explain and she would understand. She would give her expert opinion and I would know what she was talking about without different languages getting in the way, being a barrier. I was feeling better already. And the Feast of Pentecost is the moment when the church finds a common language. On the streets of Jerusalem that day, there were no barriers to the gospel being heard. Like my conversation with the casualty doctor, I'm sure it was a two-way process there in Jerusalem. The people felt their needs were being listened to, and what they were hearing from Peter and the others made sense to them. And if we go back a couple of weeks further to the third Sunday of Easter, when we had that wonderful story of the disciples on the road to Emmaus, for most of the journey, the conversations are taking place, as it were, in parallel, never actually meeting up, until at the table, Jesus broke the bread, and it all made sense. The wordless gesture creates the common language, and the meeting happens. It's significant, I think, that in our Eucharistic prayer, we ask the Father to send the Holy Spirit on the gifts of bread and wine, so that they become the body and blood of Christ. It is the Holy Spirit who enables this transformation, this mutual listening and understanding to take place. Not for nothing has he been called the go-between God. And in the Eucharistic prayer, we also ask that the Holy Spirit will come not only on the bread and the wine and transform them, but also on us, that we may be kindled with the fire of God's love and renewed for the service of his kingdom. A beautiful phrase from the Scottish liturgy. If you look at today's second reading, the first letter to the Corinthians, you will see some examples of the gifts the Holy Spirit gives to equip us for the service of the kingdom. Wisdom, knowledge, healing, prophecy, discernment, and so on. All gifts that enable the church to find that common language so that there can be conversation and understanding. As my experience in Lugano proved, it is necessary to hear and to understand in order to be able to help and to serve. The church's service, that is, our service that begins when this service is ended, is a conversation among ourselves, with our neighbours, with God in prayer. A conversation in which the Holy Spirit is the unseen participant, enabling communication to take place, making sure that the whole thing makes sense, and inspiring us in word and in action. Amen.